Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the stage in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is The Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Rich McCann. Welcome, everybody. 4th of July weekend. I hope everybody had a great Independence Day. I enjoyed mine thoroughly as I turned it. I tried to see how much I could sink into the sofa before eating my traditional Independence Day meal of hot dogs, beans, and pasta. It was just all awful. Everything about it was bad for me. Don't care. Do not care, because it was only, 2 days. It was 2 days of just eating junk food, made burgers. But it was a good time. We didn't get to see any fireworks because, we got rained out. I was hoping, because our whole goal was to head down to Rockets Landing, because it's not far from Casa de McCann. And somebody came by the house and said, okay, you're not getting anywhere near that place. I'm like, okay, I can believe that. And so our goal was, okay, we'll just walk down to the park. We'll take the puppy. He needs to walk. And we'll walk him down the park. We'll watch the fireworks. We'll hold on to him in case he freaks out. And then we'll just go home. And then the sky opened up. Well, actually, it was the day before. It was even worse. But the sky opened up and, no fireworks for Richard. That's okay. I've seen enough fireworks in my time that I don't have to see them right now. It'll be okay. Welcome, everyone, to the Home Show. We are celebrating here today because today marks 1 year of Jordan being the producer of the Home Show. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How was your Independence Day?
It was good.
I'm glad to hear that. And how was your nap?
Oh, don't give away my secrets.
I know. I don't give them all away, just a couple here and there. Now, you got rained out, too, right? Because you were pretty much doing the same thing I was.
Yep. Had the same thing. I had the same idea, going to go up to Libby Hill and watch the fireworks. And then about 7 o'clock, they were like, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Not happening at all. But, you know what? The squirrels have fireworks throughout the rest of the year, so I'm sure we can see some.
Fireworks are overrated in my book anyway.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
loud explosions and fire? Where's the downside?
It's just, I don't get excited about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though. Someday you're going to have little kids, and you're going to be all about fireworks again.
Yeah, I'm going to want them to experience it. I'm not going to rain on their parade, but in the back of my mind, I'm going to be like, meh.
Yeah. I got another buddy like that named John, and he's like, meh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still get, even though I used to set them off, I still get a kick at it from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, there are some cool effects and everything, but it's just after a while, it's like you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Okay, fine.
I'm a Debbie Downer. I'm sorry.
Party pooper. He's a single scooper. 345-1140. Barbara and Sandston.
Hi.
Hi.
My daughter has an emergency because she's going out of town for 2 weeks and her washing machine is leaking this morning. Wondering if there's anybody you know who could come and work on it today or this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Or does it need a gasket? Can you even just replace a gasket?
Hold on, Barbara. I'm going to reach out with my home improvement mental powers. And I'm scanning your daughter's washing machine, and I have no idea what's wrong with it whatsoever.
Right.
Okay. You could call. There's appliances on Lakeside.
is who I could probably think of right off the top of my head. But the thing is, honestly, if she's taking off for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and I mean, if it was me, I would turn off the water to it and unplug it, go to the laundromat, do your laundry, and deal with it when you get back. Because what she's going to pay for a weekend call is going to be redonkulous.
I appreciate. I mean, I really appreciate that that information. Her problem is she has cats.
Okay, so while she's gone, the cats are doing laundry? I don't picture that happening. They don't have thumbs. You kind of need thumbs to do.
No. Oh. The cats make a mess, and whoever's coming to take care of the cats needs to do laundry. But
are they
going to have to go to the laundromat? Huh?
So while she's not around, they pee on her clothes or her bed? What are you talking about here?
Well, yeah, she just, the beds get dirty, and she just washes the, she puts like a sheet over the bed, and,
Okay, so here's my second piece of advice. While she's gone, close the door to the bedroom.
Okay. Thank you.
But definitely make sure she turns off the water to the wash machine.
Washer.
Okay, that's the two valves right behind it. It was just what you're going to spend on a weekend call. How old is the washer?
You know, I'm not positive, but I would say maybe 10 years old.
Might not even be worth it.
It's one of those front loadings. Nice ones. I mean, it's a nice one.
Yeah, you know, I've got a front loader, and every now and then it cries a little bit after, like, the third load. Usually that's my stuff, though, not my wife's, which would make anybody cry. Turn off the water to it. Close the door to the bedroom.
Okay.
And go to the laundromat. Do your loads and get it done. That way you can go on the trip and don't have to worry about it till you get back.
I appreciate it.
All right, Barbara.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
The cats pee on the bed, so I put something new. No, though I will say this. I have a friend, and she has a cat that she rescued. She loves her cat, and I'm all about pets. You know, we talk about pets a lot here, and I'm okay. You love your pet. Got it. It's my fur baby. No, stop that. But I literally have a friend of mine, her cat is so old that her bed is covered in pee pads because the cat loses control at night. Now, I've had a lot of pets in my time. I love them all. I don't think I love any of them that much. I'm not trying to sound cruel. I know. But if the cat's peeing on the bed... Now, there's a problem there. And see, here's the other thing. For those of you who are new to cats, if you leave your cats alone for too long, they will rebel. I had a cat named Titus years ago. And she got upset with me while I was gone, and she straight up peed on the bed. And it was a protest. So for those of you who have cats that are doing something where they shouldn't do, one of the main things that really is important is keep the litter box as clean as possible. I got to pick up kitty litter on the way home. It's awful. But we ran out. Feels like we're constantly running out. And if you have multiple pets or multiple cats, it is a good idea to have multiple litter boxes. My brother-in-law has like three scattered through the house so that they always have a place where they can go. His cats also are allowed outside. I don't do that because... Well, I don't. He lives in the country, and I don't. I've lost cats to cars. I'm not going to do it again. So, things we have to talk about today. Oh, we got ductwork. We got pig ears. We got charger fires. We got broken glass on windows. It's endless. And we will take your calls at 345-1140. That's 345-1140. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And if you miss any part of the show, if you missed the early show, which I think, Jordan, yeah, I'd agree. You'd agree, wouldn't you? The first show was pretty good. I think we did a really good job. You can go to WRVA.com, click on my smirking face, and download podcasts of the show. That way you don't miss it. And if you're one of the people that listens to the podcast, please tell your friends about it so they can download it also. This is the Home Show News Radio WRVA.
News Radio WRVA 345-1140. Gil on the south side.
Jill. Yeah, like Jack and Jill.
Okay, what's up, Jill?
Well, not much. I thought I heard you talking about cleaning a skillet in an oven.
Yeah.
This was not microwave ovens you were talking about, was it?
Jill, we can send a man to the moon, but we can't put metal in a microwave.
That's what I understood. You mustn't put metal in a microwave, yes. Okay, good.
All right. Now, what I was talking about is taking old cast iron skillets, and one of the way to clean them is to put it in your oven and set your oven to clean. That way it'll get all the extra gunk and crusties off of there.
A regular cook stove oven, you mean, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am.
I see. Well, bye-bye.
Right. You know, I always like Jill, but you can't put metal in a microwave. It doesn't work. It'll blow up. That's just the way I've always understood. I've never done it. But, if you're wondering what she's talking about, if you listen to the podcast of our earlier show, we were talking about cast iron skillets and, how to restore them. I'm a big fan. Saw this story and wanted to bring it up because of one of the things I carry on my person at all time. Florida makes it legal to break a car window to rescue a dog. Way to go, Florida. What they have done is they have passed a law that if you see an animal inside of a hot car, and now I've been reading up about this a lot lately, a hot car can kill a dog in about 6 minutes. Now, my wife and I have been taking this into account because we like to haul the puppy around because he destroys the house if we're not there. People keep saying, why don't you crate him? I'm not that point yet because he's a puppy. And getting a puppy just means you're going to have to deal with certain things. You know, we just try to pick up stuff off the floor so he doesn't chew our shoes or off the ground. He ate my flip-flop. But one of the things we do take into account is if we go out, one, can we take the dog to the restaurant? Most places we can't. And if we have to go into someplace to get something, one of us staying in the car with the dog in the AC. I think most people that love their animals do that. But every now and then you do hear about someone leaving an animal in a hot car. Why? I have no idea. There's no place where that's a good idea. Well, in Florida, and I want to say you can do it here, but I think I'm wrong. But in Florida, if they pass a law that if you see an animal in a hot car, step one, you have to call 911 and report that this animal is inside of the vehicle in the sun. That's step one. After that, you are allowed in Florida to break the window to extract the animal. But once you have done that, now here's a couple of things that I'm thinking about on this. One, you have to be careful if you're breaking glass because you don't want to end up getting cut yourself or cutting the animal. Two, this animal's not going to be real happy to see you. It's going to be scared. So you also have to be aware of that situation. You know, you think you're doing something great, and you really are. But let's face it, we've all tried to pet the puppy, and he bites you. So there is that. But if you can open the window, get the door open, you have to stay there with the animal until the police arrive. That way, it's all justified. Now, the thing I think about when I read this story is, how are you going to break the window? I mean, are you going to go get a brick? For some reason, people can find bricks. Or are you going to get a rock? What are you going to do? One of the things I carry on me at all times. Yes, I carry my multi-tool. Yes, I carry a flashlight. Yes, I carry a way to make fire. And lastly is, I carry a folding lock blade knife, but I carry a pretty specific one. In fact, I have two different ones, but they both have the same feature. I've been carrying for quite some time, and this was made by 511 Tactical. Thank you. I'm carrying an EMT folding knife. Now, the reason it's
call it, it's referred to as that is because it has a couple of features. One, it has a very different blade on it. It's sharp and has serrated for, you know, cutting bandages or anything else you need to cut. It also has a hook blade on it that's designed just for cutting seat belts. Sometimes when people get stuck in vehicles, they have to cut the seat belt to get them out. And if you don't know it, seat belt material is very, very, very tough and very hard to cut. This has a serrated hook on it that'll slice through a seat belt like butter. But the last thing it has on it, and both of my folding blades have this, it has a glass breaker on it. And it's a very small, pointed tip that is designed to break the tempered glass in the cars. So what I'm saying is, I'm not expecting you to run out and get a new knife, though it's always fun, isn't it? Every guy I know, there's not a guy I know that has said to himself, you know, I think I own enough knives now. Yeah, I don't need any more. I'm good. Not a man alive that I know. But if you are going to buy one, see if you can get one with that tip on it. I hope you never use it, ever. But it's always nice to have. It doesn't really take up any space. I've never hooked anything on it, so it doesn't make it any kind of weird shape. But if you do see an animal in a hot car, first things first, just like another story we did earlier, call 911. You want the law on your side. And to you people out there, I know you love your pets. But somehow every year I hear a story about someone leaving a pet in a car. And unfortunately, I hear at some point somebody that left a child in a car. I don't have kids, so I don't know what's going through a busy parent's mind. One of the tricks I've heard, though, for parents is get in the habit of something on you goes in the back seat every single time you climb in the car, whether you have the kid with you or not. Like I've heard women put your purse in the back seat. So every time you get ready to get out of the car, you know where your purse is. You got to go to the back seat. I've heard some people say, I'll take one shoe off and put it in the back seat. Men, I've heard, put your wallet in the back seat. Whatever it takes, really. But pets and kids, let's be careful out there, because I know the other day it was so hot. I have a black truck. It will get up to 120 degrees in no time. But good on you, Florida. Break that glass, get that, and save that puppy. You know it happens a lot more often down there than it does here, because, well, they have this kind of weather year-round. So there you go. 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Also, please follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. We've almost broken 2,000 people on Facebook. You know, you'd say, my son has 5,000. Yeah, but I'm not that guy. This is the home show. WRVA, welcome to the home show. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, taking your calls, just like Mike in Richmond.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, Mike.
You remember me, a voice from the past, back in the early 2000s? I quit smoking the cigarettes in 2005. As a matter of fact, you ask a question back then, there was a prize, a $25 certificate to, what was the name of that place over there off of Chamberlain Avenue that sold the used building supplies and everything.
Okay, Mike, just so you know, first of all, you're talking about the Restore.
Yeah, the Restore.
And I don't remember 2005.
Is that right? Anyway, I just want you to know that I quit smoking back then.
Excellent.
Right, and back then you asked a question, what would be the maximum wattage of a bulb you should put in a glass enclosed fixture? And I called you and said 60 watts. I won the prize, and I went over there and bought a couple of those towel dispensers.
Excellent.
Yeah, but, and then...
So what can I do for you today, Mike?
Huh?
What can I do for you today?
Oh, today, well, what I wanted to tell you... Actually, you can't. Not a whole lot you can do to me. I wanted to tell you the story of my boiler. I moved into my house in 1967, and I found out about 3 years ago, and I was doing some title search and everything, that boiler was put in my house. It's a Columbia boiler, was put in my house in 1956. And when I had it serviced a couple years ago, when I was asking the serviceman, what would you do as far as a new boiler? He said, well, I would probably switch to gas. He said, but if I were you, as quiet as this thing is, he says, I would run it until it just goes out completely. And here it is. It won't die.
All right.
It just keeps going and going and going.
All right, Mike. I'm not trying to criticize your boiler guy, okay? I don't know him. He might be the nicest guy in the world.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, I know the boiler's not very efficient. I know that already.
Right. And here's the thing. Every time they service it, they've got to repair it. Okay? So I'm not criticizing your guy. I could be off on this, but I have had contractors that encourage people to keep the old boilers because it's steady money. They know that every time they come there, they're going to have to add some parts to it. Okay? Now, if you're dealing with oil and a unit from 56. No, sir. That thing would be out my door so fast. I mean, I've got an older boiler. It's an 80% efficient. And I installed it. And I'm thinking about getting rid of it and putting in a tankless boiler. Because as much as I like my radiator heat, it would be a lot cheaper if I was running on a tankless.
Well, now, what's going to heat the water with a tankless boiler? Electricity?
No, natural gas.
Natural gas. Well, my wife's afraid of gas.
Okay, and you know what?
Anyway.
And that's because she's seen too many movies.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
And it's more that than, you know, I could count on less than, you know, one hand how many house fires caused by gas leak. Maybe once a year? Maybe. The thing is, there's nothing to be afraid of with gas. I mean, oil is just as explosive. Okay, it just burns longer. And where's your oil tank?
Down in the basement.
Oh, no. So we've got 500 gallons of explosive fuel underneath our feet, honey. Nothing to be afraid of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a point there. One other thing. Back in 06, one of the best things ever happened to me, you're talking about leaving pets in cars, I found an abandoned puppy in an alley near the Hotel Jefferson. And when I found that little dog, I saw those tiny paws. I knew he wouldn't be very big. Well, he maxed out at 15 pounds. But I tell you, Richard, when I found that little dog, I found my treasure.
Oh, that's sweet, dude. And you know what? I love stories like that. You never know when you're going to find your best friend.
Yeah, that's for sure. And one thing's for sure, your dog is your best friend.
No, my wife is my best friend. The dog is a pet.
Yeah. Well. Okay then. Okay.
Hey, I've only had him for a month. I'm only so attached to him at this point. And besides, here's the thing. He likes her so much more than me that I try to take him out during the day. He won't. He'll go outside, eat grass, and stare at me and hold it. He will hold his pee and poo until my wife gets home so that she can praise him.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Well, now the cat favors my wife and the dog favors me.
Get rid of that old oil-fired boiler. Get a gas-fired, super efficient. It will pay for itself so quickly because once oil goes over like $1.70 a gallon, it's cheaper to buy natural gas.
Yeah. Well, you got a point there, too. But one thing that I didn't mention is I got a wood stove sitting on my hearth in the living room, and I have used that on occasion. And if it doesn't get real cold outside, it'll keep the house warm.
Okay, and with all of those things, Mike, please tell me you have a carbon monoxide detector in that house.
Oh, yeah, I got three of them. I got one in the basement, got one in the hall here, I got one in the upstairs hall. Yeah, I've got them.
And how old are they?
Well, now, I don't know. They're probably maybe 4 or 5 years old, but I put new batteries in every year.
Once they hit,
I test them. They got a test on them, so.
Once they hit 5 years old, chuck them and buy new ones.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's one thing I noticed about you. You got a fuse box? Get rid of it, man. Get rid of that fuse box and put a breaker box in. Yeah, it only cost you $800. That's what you said years ago.
Oh, no.
Now it's $1,800.
No, breaker box right now is about $2,200.
Yeah.
Would have been cheaper if you when I look. All it comes down to is efficiency and safety.
Yeah.
Okay, there's no doubts that a breaker is safer than a fuse. There's no doubts that an old boiler that could be leaking carbon monoxide is not as good as a new boiler, and an old boiler that's about as efficient as heating your house with a Bic lighter versus a new boiler. It all comes down to safety and efficiency for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it should come down to for everybody. Yeah. Okay, Richard, good talking with you after all these years.
I'll talk to you in another 13 years.
Yeah, right. I think I'll still be off the cigarettes if I'm still alive.
There you go. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that it? Efficiency and safety. That's what I do. And, yeah, the carbon monoxide detectors, once they hit 5 years, they got to replace them. Jordan, this must be a heck of a good time for you being the sports fiend that you are.
Yeah.
I understand that you cannot join me tomorrow at Rosie Conley's for the World Cup final because you had – what was it you had to do?
I have to sing at church, and then I have to work the squirrels game.
Okay, see, here's the little secret. One of the upsides to being Catholic is we have a Saturday Mass. You can go Saturday night, and it counts.
Nah. Nah. No, thank you.
But you're working the squirrels, but this is a big week for Richmond baseball. You want to tell everybody what's going on?
It is All-Star Week presented by Genworth, quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote.
The All-Star Game, the Eastern League All-Star Game, is Wednesday night at the Diamond. The Celebrity Home Run Derby is Tuesday night. I'm working backwards here. The All-Star Game is Wednesday night. Celebrity Home Run Derby is Tuesday night at the Diamond. Monday night at Virginia Credit Union Live at Richmond Raceway is Big and Rich, the concert. And then Sunday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon on Browns Island, is Mayor LeVar Stoney's kickoff for All-Star Week. So free music and entertainment and food trucks and the like.
Well, let's be clear. The food trucks are not free.
Right. Yeah.
You got to be careful.
You have free access to pay for your food from the food trucks.
So are you going to the All-Star game? Or are you covering
it
here?
I don't know. I have the days off. You know, I'm not scheduled. So I don't know if I'll actually go or not.
See, I will say it's kind of nice up in the press booth.
Yeah, it is, because it's air conditioned and there's free food. And
That's every time I try to go to a baseball game, I get about 4 innings.
Yeah.
And then I'm just dying. I'm just like baked. My brain is sizzling. But, you know, I run hot. So it's
well, if you make it that long, then, you know, you decide it's time to go get a hot dog or something, and then you'll spend the rest of the game standing in line.
Yes.
Because the lines of the Diamond are ridiculous for food.
The last time I went, and I maybe I'm sounding critical, and I apologize, but I was like, there was only like 10 people in front of me to get 2 beers.
Yeah.
And I stood there for like 20 minutes.
It's pretty bad. I mean, and it's not the team's fault.
No.
It's just that the Diamond has outlived its
they built it when I was in high school.
Yeah, they built it in the 80s, and it's lasted this long. But, you know, when you average 6,000 or 7,000 people a game, even that, it's just too much.
See, and I know our mayor wants to give us a new Coliseum. I'd much rather see a new baseball diamond.
They're talking, they've been...
I know, 10 years.
It's been longer than that.
Longer than that, but you know, the squirrels definitely deserve a new diamond. That's a gift.
Well, you know, they're talking about, because the ABC facility across the street from the Diamond on the Boulevard, or I guess it's Arthur Ashe Boulevard now.
We have to be.
You know, they're talking about maybe VCU and the squirrels partnering on a new stadium there, which would be nice, because then you keep the baseball right where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and
you know, everyone knows
there was a time there when University of Richmond was thinking about taking over the Diamond.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but it sounds like a busy week for sports in Richmond. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show on News Radio WRVA. Welcome, everybody, to a beautiful, warm Saturday on Independence Day weekend. 345-1140 is a phone number. Tony in Henrico.
Yeah, Richard, I have a cockroach problem in my house. And they're not the little bitty ones. They're the larger kind. And I'm calling to see who would you recommend that I call to take care of it?
I'm using BW.
Uh-huh.
Pest control.
Okay.
And what you're going to have to do, not only are you going to have to get that place treated, and I'm not judging you, Tony, but the thing is, you got to, when it comes to those types of bugs, the thing they're looking for is twofold. They're looking for food and they're looking for water.
What do you mean?
They are.
Oh, you mean the roach? The roaches are, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant, I got mixed up, that's all.
Call BW Pest Solutions.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, living up in New York, we had to often deal with roach problems because, you know, it's apartment buildings. And it's not that everybody's dirty. It only takes one person to be dirty, and then they get everywhere. If you see them in your home, and it happens, okay? It happens. Knock on wood, it hasn't happened at our place yet. And I've been there for a while. But what they're looking for is they're looking for food and they're looking for water. Water underneath your house can lead to that and termites. So let's be careful out there. Ryan in New Kent.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Richard?
I'm good, brother. Turn down the radio.
I don't have it on. Let me take you off speaker.
Oh, speakerphone.
Yeah, sorry about that, man.
That's okay. What's up?
I wanted to know what you charge for a home inspection on a split level.
The question is, actually, I hate to say this, are you doing it because you want to sell it or are you doing it because you're doing it, you want to live there?
I want to live there.
Then I will give you a price privately if you contact me. It's not fair for me to promote things like that on the air since my other sponsors actually pay money to do that.
Understand.
Okay. Are you on my Facebook page?
No, but I can find you.
All right. That or email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com.
All right. I'll do it.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've done that for years. I'd never give out my phone number. I'm not giving out prices of services I do. I'll tell you I do things because, well, that's just a fact. But it's not fair to the sponsors, the people that pay good money for this. And, hey, if you've got a business you want to help promoting, I will say the Home Show has done great things for a lot of our sponsors. And that's why you'll hear them say week in, week out, because the show makes them money and they want to stick with us. Bremac's been here 11 years. Almost 12. So, just contact me. I'll put you in touch with the right people. Jordan, this is the weirdest thing, buddy.
Yes.
Okay, like, I must be more popular or cool. I think I'm cooler than I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because two or three times a week on Facebook, I get a friend request from some young, super attractive single women.
Oh.
It happens like two or three times a week.
Yeah.
And it's weird, you know, there's nothing about them. There's only like two pictures. There's none of their work education or places they live, nothing like that. I'm getting the feeling that they just get on Facebook just to get to know me a little bit better.
Maybe. Maybe it's possible.
Yeah, even you are not buying that one, dude.
No. No, not at all.
I show these to my wife. I'm like, "See, honey, I'm cool." She's like, "Uh-huh." I think this is some of that trolling they're talking about. That's just delete and mark as spam. There we go. 345-1140 is the phone number. Hey, finish up something. I was talking earlier about pets. I would like to bring this up. I read this. I found this on Fox News in their health and living section. Pig-eared treats linked to multi-drug resistant. Hear what I just said. Resistant to multiple different drugs of salmonella outbreaks in 13 states. Basically, what it is, if you're one of those people that buys the pig ears for your critters, they have been showing up with salmonella, and it is affecting dogs. Some of the states they have found it in is California, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, New York, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. And it's also affecting people. So let's be really, really careful with what you give your pets. I'm not big on the raw hides. Fortunately, neither is the puppy. I gave him a pig ear. He didn't touch it. But if you do give those to your dogs, make sure you personally wash your hands because it will it can spread to you, and that's just not good. My name is Richard McCann. Of course, the phone number is 345-1140. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can go to WRVA.com and download podcasts of the show. If you missed any of the early show, you miss any of this one, it's not a big deal. You can just download it and boom, there you go. And if you're one of those people that does listen to the podcast, thank you. There's a lot of people listening out there from out of state, which just gives me a case of the giggles. It really is, because I've talked to some of these people and what it is, they lived here, and when they moved, they wanted to take the show with them. And I just thought, that's really pretty awesome. So thank you very, very much. Some of the things that people have been asking me to talk about today is one of them was replacing their ductwork. See, now, when I first started the show, the most efficient thing you could get was 13 SEER. They don't even make that anymore. That's below the belt. It's the efficiency of heat pumps, air conditioners these days has reached just nominal highs. Now, that has increased the cost of the equipment greatly. When my in-laws decided to replace the HVAC in one of their homes, they told me what it was going to cost, and I nearly hit the floor. I'm like, are you kidding me? What? What? You know, I sounded like something from South Park. I went and talked to Frank over at Bremac, and he basically said, yeah, that's the equipment. The equipment has just gone up exponentially. But it also, you're going to save so much on your heating and cooling bills. It will balance itself out. And remember, air conditioning is one of those things. You get that money, whatever you put in, you get the money back out when you sell the house. At least that's what I've always been told. But now, because units are a lot more efficient, you can't really, in a lot of cases, use the existing ductwork. See, it was sized for a smaller system that wasn't as powerful. And so now when you try to put the super high efficiency units in, there's not enough ductwork to support it. Now, the gentleman that asked me to talk about this, he's asked me what kind of ductwork to put in. He has what's called duck board. This was popular for a while. We never installed it, ever. Duck board was basically compressed insulation and glue and made into a square. What it did was, you know, it acted like, okay, it's the insulation, but there was no metal. And they get really, really dirty and eventually just fall apart, but it was cheap. It was super, super cheap to install. If I was going to replace my ductwork, there's two ways to do it. Most of your companies out there, they buy pre-manufactured ductwork. They put it together, seal it up, and then they wrap it in insulation. That's pretty standard. It's been that way for just about ever. The other way that you could do it, if you can find somebody that makes their own ductwork, there are companies that make their own ductwork and they internally line the ductwork. I still feel like that gets dirtier, but I don't have to worry about the insulation falling off of it. I don't know. I'm a real catch 22 on that one, but just realize if you're going to be replacing your HVAC system in the future, there is a good chance you're going to have to replace the ductwork at the same time. So, yeah, there you go. I'm sorry to be like that, but sometimes you just gotta, yeah, roll with the times, like Mike said earlier. Richard, you're always saying replace it, only because I want it to be safer and I want it to be more efficient. I'm getting ready. I realize today I've got to add insulation to my house. That's going to be fun. But you look at my fuel bill for last winter. Used a little bit more gas than I wanted to. Yeah, I'll admit it. So we'll see what happens. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show right here on News Radio WRVA. That's 1140 AM and on 96.1 FM.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann. You are a humble home improvement guru. Welcome, everybody, to a lovely, very humid. It's so humid outside. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it's humid outside. So if you are going to be outside, do the standard stuff. Put on sunscreen. I did. I was very proud of myself. Went for a motorcycle ride and put on sunscreen. And it worked. But standard stuff. Cover your face, wear a hat, keep yourself cool, keep yourself hydrated. It is so easy to dehydrate. It's nothing to let it happen. And if you're one of those people, if you're celebrating the holiday, Independence Day, like a lot of red-blooded Americans, drinking adult beverages this weekend, remember, that also dehydrates you. So make sure you add in, one beer and then one glass of water. Trust me, you'll appreciate it. This advice later. I know it sounds silly talking to an adult saying, yeah, you know what to do when it's hot outside, right? I mean, I don't want to talk down to you, but sometimes even I need to be reminded, drink some water. I've been working on this iced tea since 4 o'clock this morning. I still haven't polished it all the way off. But even that, anything with caffeine in it, dehydrates you. And the sports drinks. I know a lot of people say, I'm going to drink, I like my sports drinks. You know, I was in the shower, Jordan. And I was wondering, how much money do you think Florida State has made off of Gatorade? Since that's where it was invented.
Yeah.
I wonder how much millions of dollars.
Or billions.
Or do you think they just sold the recipe and said, have a nice day? Good question, right?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hope they're still making a dollar or two. It'd be nice. But the thing about those sugary drinks, add weight. I've been drinking the Zeros. They now have that stuff with zero calories, zero sugar. But from what little I've been learning about nutrition, working out, it can dehydrate you. Yes, sir. I can't hear you, Dennis. I can't hear you. There you go.
Sugar thing gets you going, but then, you pay a price.
Yes, and at our age, the price is round.
Yes. Bulges in places we prefer they not congregate. But, I think you got the right idea.
Yeah, people are going to be partying this weekend. You got a four-day weekend, you're going to go out and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
My thing is, people do forget to drink water. You think, that beer was really refreshing, and it was. But it wasn't hydrating.
But you got to have the water. It cleanses the system, gets everything working the way it's supposed to. And I think it makes it a lot more efficient when you exercise, too. Your body's at peak performance.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you chiming in there,
Bill. Hey, man, no problem. I tennis. I told you, man, I've now become a tennis addict.
Are you going loco for Coco?
Actually, yes, I am. It took me a minute. It had to register, but I got it. Yes, I think Coco is awesome. She has killer instinct. But it's funny to me because I look at her and look at Serena, I believe it is. Yes, Serena. And it's like watching Serena 20 years ago. And it has to be amazing for her to wind up at this stage in her life seeing someone who would be taking her place one day right across the net from her. That's got to mess with her mind.
Does it? I think I'd be proud of it.
I would be proud of it, but yeah, probably after you get over the fact that it's happening, she's now moving into a different stage in her career. And I think that's wonderful. She's been a great inspiration, but to see the people that you've inspired now coming back and playing as well based on what you demonstrated when you were younger has to be an amazing buzz.
I don't even remember how old Serena was when she started playing.
She was very young. When I looked at Coco, I was like, whoa, hold on. Somebody's showing me old tape of Serena.
If those of you don't understand, it's Wimbledon. We have a young woman. She's 15.
My goodness.
And she is slaying it.
everybody who comes her way.
At Wimbledon, which is just, I love that. Now, I did think it was funny. They say they came up with the term loco for Coco, right. Which for me, being the age, I was going to go cuckoo for Coco.
I know. I could hear Cocoa Puffs coming.
But, I don't think they want to, put the word cuckoo and loco in the same. So, or Coco, no. It's not going to work very well.
She has a monster game, and the way she plays it is the next level from what Serena did. So, I'd imagine being on the other side, playing someone that much like me if I were in her position, and that person being as incredibly good as she is, you have to take a moment sometime and just go, wow. But you hope the ball doesn't go flying by you at that same time.
And that's one of the nice things about golf versus other sports. You can't really age out of golf.
Once you can't walk around, and that kind of thing, it probably makes it difficult.
Well, they have senior leagues, but tennis is, I think I've read a story that said tennis is the best exercise you can get.
You know what? I am enjoying it, man, because I normally walk. I can do 2 to 4 or 5 miles, but I can do in an hour on the tennis court what I would be doing if I were walking around. And sometimes I just play the wall. The wall doesn't talk back. The wall doesn't criticize my serve. The wall doesn't say a word in the world to me. It just sends the ball back my way.
And you've got one of those Arthur Ashe tennis rackets.
I am excited about that. I'm enjoying it. Now, if Ash were around, he probably wouldn't be excited about my game. But, I'm out there, and I'm having a great time with it, and it feels good. But it's also making me move in ways I wouldn't normally move. When you're doing stuff you haven't done in a while, everything is going in directions it wasn't going before. And I'm a little sore. More sore, but I'm all right on the next day.
I am with you on body doing something it hasn't done before.
There you go.
Tuesday, we put 250 miles on my motorcycle.
Really?
250 miles. Got to see parts of Virginia you just don't get to see. People that, got in the car, go for a ride. Take Patterson out to Scottsville.
Just keep going.
And just keep going. Yeah. It's beautiful. And I hadn't ridden that much on a motorcycle in probably 10 years.
250 miles.
Yes. Wednesday, I felt fine. Because you always feel fine the day after you do whatever your body's not doing.
Right.
4th of July, my body said, hey, you sat in some weird positions and did some stuff you're not used to. And it was a bit odd.
It exacts a price. But you had a good time. 250 miles. But you know what? That's a beautiful part of the state. And people don't realize how beautiful some of these back roads are around Richmond and surrounding communities all the way up to Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I marvel right now at Short Pump because I remember the Short Pump station that was there before all this happened. And these were beautiful places to ride around in back in the day when we were in college and stuff. But you can have a great time on the back roads in some of those restaurants and some of those mom and pop operations. You meet characters.
And if people don't realize that, before 64 existed, Broad Street was your road to Charlottesville.
That's right.
And that is still a great drive. I mean, just old growth, and it's something special about watching the mountains just start to grow.
Yes.
It starts as a little foothill, and then next thing you're looking at something that's thousands of feet high.
And you're looking at a section, the whole landscape changes. It actually goes on from Tidewater all the way up. If you're riding 64 and you pay attention, you can feel yourself and see yourself going up. And you can see the terrain change. And then once you get on the other side of Richmond, it's another dynamic. And then you get out near the Blue Ridge Mountains and stuff. My goodness.
Best part of the ride was watching a storm come up over Afton and drop down into it.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning.
I'm a big thunderstorm fan. I like to watch them. I don't like to stand near them, but I like to watch them.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. When we get back, we might have to take a little trip down south because guess what? You screwed up my order, woman. I'm not kidding. It starts with that. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. WRBA, welcome everybody. 345-1140. That's 345-1140 is the phone number. Remember to follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. It's Richard McCann, MCKANN. There is only one. Jordan, you know, it is that time again, my friend. Sue up the car, start her up, and let's go.
It happens in Florida.
Now, here's my question, okay? And Jordan, you've been doing this with me for over a year, and we actually started this bit when Matt was still my producer.
Okay.
Who's from Florida.
Yes.
Now, I can understand certain restaurants have just a following. Like, I know your generation is addicted to Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the service is wonderful. The people are wonderful. And I never hear any problems from Chick-fil-A, Hardee's, Bojangles. Never hear a single problem that was caused by something that came from that restaurant.
Right.
But I am always finding stories about somebody who's mad at McDonald's.
Yep.
And now, I know we have a McDonald's right around the corner. I've been going there to pick up something in the morning for years. The people at our McDonald's know me. Okay? But I constantly, like, someone screwed up my order, so I attacked them with French fries. Someone screwed up my order. We had one, a woman started pelting the manager with buns or something like that. I don't understand. What is it about that food, if you get the order wrong, you just lose your mind?
I don't know. I think it's the Ray Kroc effect.
Oh, maybe so. Well, this happened in Florida. A Florida man was arrested over the weekend. Okay, first of all, before I go one step further, I was raised by my dad and my mom that you never, ever lay hands on a woman. And I never have. No matter how angry you are, no matter what, you don't do it. Okay, so if they climb into your house naked and claim that they're the devil, I could probably understand that one. By the way, if you missed the early show, Dennis and I talked about that story here on the show. You can find that on the podcast. Never lay hands on a woman, ever. A Florida man was arrested over the weekend after he allegedly pelted a woman with condiment packets for bringing him the wrong food order from McDonald's. Jesus Oscar Ferrer Jr., 30, is facing a felony charge after he allegedly battered a woman with whom he shares a child. Oh, it's his baby mama. With, quote, sweet and sour pack. It's not even ketchup. He went straight for the sweet and sour, which means he wanted nuggets. I'll bet you he wanted a different sauce. On Sunday evening, because she, quote, brought the wrong food from McDonald's, unquote, to their motel room, according to a complaint affidavit. At around 6 p.m., Pasco County deputies responded to a location, blah, 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 after being arrested, advised by the victim that a physical altercation had occurred. The victim, who is not named, told authorities that Ferrar became angry when she brought the wrong food for McDonald's. Quote, the victim advised a verbal argument ensued in which the defendant began striking them with sweet and sour packets on the head and face area. To defend herself, I like this part. Jordan, you're going to like this part. Ready? To defend herself, the woman reached out and grabbed Ferrar's beard. See, I know right now the beard is really popular. I can't grow one. Dennis said he can't grow. Can you grow a beard? Can you get all hipster on us? And no, see, we're like a beardless group. But I know the beard is really popular, but do remember that's something else for somebody to grab hold of. To defend herself, the woman reached out and grabbed Ferrer's beard, prompting a struggle to ensue. The victim told police that Ferrer pinned her to the ground. This is the part I don't like. This bothers me. You don't lay hands on a woman. At the point, pinned her to the ground, placed his palm on her face, and pressed her head into the ground using his body weight. What a scumbag. At that point, here's my favorite part. Are you ready for it, folks? At that point, she ripped a chunk of the defendant's beard from his face during the struggle, and this is when he let her up. She just snatched a chunk right out of his beard. Remember, run, hide, fight. She didn't get a chance to run. There was nowhere to hide. She fought back, tore a chunk out of his beard. Ferrer was later arrested by authorities on a felony battery charge. He was scheduled to make a court appearance, blah, blah, blah. I don't understand it. I don't know why it happens. But the part of this story that I do appreciate is the fact that she fought back, you know, and she did whatever she had to do to protect herself. I can appreciate that. And I can only imagine that having someone snatch a chunk of your beard off your face is incredibly unpleasant. I used to have long hair. I used to have very long hair. And one day I was not wearing it back. I was not wearing it up. I didn't have on a hat, a bandana, or anything. And I was sitting there with a cordless drill, drilling a hole. And a chunk of my hair, about 10 strands, kind of over towards the drill and snatched it right out of the crown of my head from the root. Now, that was unpleasant. And that led to a whole new thing for Richard McCann. Whenever I'm working on anything, don't get me wrong, I don't have enough hair to snatch anymore. I'm going to have to start doing the whole Walter White shaved head thing soon. But for years and years, and I still do, is I always wear something on my head. Not just because I want to protect my hair. No, it's not a matter of that. It's a matter of you have to understand how many times I have crawled underneath something and slammed my head into a nail, a floor joist, a brick. A bandana or a hat does not protect you 100%. But it does has prevented quite a few extra scars that could be on my noggin. My dad, I could never get him to wear a hat, never get him to wear a bandana, and he'll admit it. He has some craters. It's not a good thing. Older I get, the more I think about safety equipment: good gloves, knee pads, good boots underneath. I've always worn good boots, but good boots for when I'm crawling. And by the way, if you're one of those people that does a lot of crawling, stay away from the steel toe because you're just going to skin it out. I do like the composite toes. Those are kind of cool. They're lighter. But as a plumber, you could always tell what I did for a living because toes of my boots, if they had steel underneath them, they had nothing. You just saw shiny steel. So that's not a particularly good thing. And here's another thing. It's gotten to the point the other day, I realized, and this I'm going to say to all you bikers out there, all you people riding motorcycles are thinking about it. If your helmet's over 3 years old, it's time to go. Yeah, I got an argument with my brother-in-law about this one, and he disagreed with me. That's okay. But after, you know, the lining, the padding, and all that stuff is only designed to last for so long, and you replace it. Remember, this is protecting your skull. I actually went out, I bought a brand new helmet last week, and for the first time in my life, I bought a full face helmet. It's the first time I've owned one, but never used it. I was always a half helmet guy, and it kind of protects you. But again, maybe I'm feeling my mortality. I bought a full face. I like it. It's got some neat aspects to it, but it all comes down to I'm feeling my mortality. I'm wearing leathers when it's hot outside. You got to protect yourself. So that's where I am with that. If you're going to be, doing anything. By the way, I always wondered why butchers wore those little hard hats. Never could understand why a butcher would wear one of those little hard hats. What we call them are bump caps. And so finally, like a year ago, I'm just standing there and I'm looking at this guy. And finally, I just hit the button. He comes over. Yes, sir. Can I help you? I'm like, why are you wearing a hard hat? You're a butcher. And his response was, I never would have thought about this. All their meat is in racks, metal racks. And too many butchers have bumped their heads on those racks and give themselves a little cut. So that's why they all wear those hard hats. Just a little thing. What are you going to do? My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. We learn something new every Saturday right here on the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. News Radio WRVA 345-1140. is the phone number. That's how you get through on this lovely Independence Day weekend. To all of our visitors, people traveling through the state, welcome. Thank you. I hope you enjoy our Commonwealth while you're here. And if you like what you hear as far as the show, you can always download the radio.com app. That way you can take the show wherever you go, or go to WRVA.com, download podcast, because I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, and we have well over a year's worth of podcasts up on the website. I saw this story. I've been seeing a lot of these pop up, and I had a similar situation happen very recently. If you were listening any period of time, you know, I had a small what could have been disastrous. I had a power surge strip plugged into a receptacle that shorted out and blew the receptacle up. I literally blew it up. There's this black mark across the wall from it. And I've been reading stories about different things catching on fire, and then I saw this one, so I thought I would share this with you. An overnight Virgin Atlantic airline flight from New York to London was forced to make an emergency landing after a phone charger triggered a fire on board. All 270 passengers have to abandon the Airbus when firefighters were called to the plane in Boston. Smoke appeared in the cabin only 20 minutes into his journey to Heathrow. Massachusetts State Bomb Disposal, yeah, even the bomb disposal people had to get involved, examined the aircraft after it landed and found a device between the cushions of a seat which had ignited. Okay, this is why I'm bringing this up. You do have to remember that when you're charging something, it gets warm. We all know it. You've all had your laptop on your lap. It gets hot. When I charge my phone, it's next to the bed. I try to make sure it doesn't end up in the bed, because there have been, and you find them on the internet, multiple stories of where someone had either their phone, their computer, or their tablet. I've seen more tablets than anything else in the bed. And because the heat in the device, plus the charger, and the fact that it's between the sheets, between the blankets, fell underneath a pillow, it's just isolating that heat. If you listen to this story, the device, meaning the phone, fell down between two cushions while it was charging, got insulated, caught on fire. So all I'm saying here is please be aware of what you're doing when you go to bed at night. My wife laughs at me. I listen to podcasts as I'm going to sleep. It helps quiet my mind. So it's nothing to find me asleep with a Bluetooth in my ear. Yeah, it's happened. Fortunately, it's not going to catch on fire, though she's found it in the bed many times. I'll say, "Where's my Bluetooth?" I found it underneath your pillow again. But especially for kids don't know any better. And I know a lot of people, you know, let their kids play on the tablet before they go to sleep, you know, be a game or whatever it is. Just realize it needs to be far away from the bed. It can cause problems. Just a little safety tip for everybody. People ask me a very varied amount of questions, and I think I'll try to get to as many of them as I can. And I'll take your calls at 345-1140. Donna McCullough wrote and said, Richard, can you talk about gray water plumbing? I can. This is something I would like to work out. I'm trying to figure out how to do it. Now, what is gray water? You have two types of water in this world, potable or potable, depending on your accent. I've always said potable. Am I saying it wrong? It's entirely possible. Anyway, it means you can drink it. And non-potable, you can't drink it. So all the water that goes into your kitchen sink, your bathtub, and into your lavatory is all, once it touches that drain, is gray water. And you can't do anything with it. Or can you? I have heard, had people ask me about building systems. I haven't done it yet, but it does make sense to me, where you can isolate that water for a couple of different things. Now, one couple, they asked me to figure out a system where they could collect rainwater, again, non-potable, filter it so they could drink it. There's no way in the world I could do that. Not me personally. I couldn't come up with a system that would guarantee that they could drink it. I looked into it. You'd have to filter it. Then you'd have to charcoal filter it. Then you'd have to UV light it to kill any possible bacteria. And then you'd have to treat it with a chlorine. Way too complicated for this amigo right here. I'm sure that somebody will build a system like that someday, but I can't imagine. Because when I talk about water and I tell people about getting water system, I always say, you need to have the water tested because you don't know what system you need. It's like air. People say, I'm going to put an air filtration system on. I'm like, what kind? Well, the one that filters. But what is in your air? I don't know. Then you don't know what system you need. Same thing with rainwater. There was just no way for me to come up with that. But what I would like to do is figure out a system to collect water from, let's say, I don't know, kitchen sink. Tens of gallons go down the kitchen sink every single day. I would love to collect that so that I could flush my toilet. I would love to collect that so I can put it outside on my flowers. The problem is, one, where do I build a cistern? A cistern is a very old word for a collection basin for water. Where would I build a cistern? Would I build it in the basement? Would I build it out in the yard? Once I build whatever I'm going to build, my next question is, how am I going to get it where I need it to go? I'm going to have to pump it. How am I going to activate the pump? There was a lot of different moving parts for what I had in mind. And so, yeah, I think gray water systems are going to become a thing. But one of the problems is going to be, how do you collect it, reuse it, and not still be charged if you're on county systems? Because remember, you're paying not just for the water coming in your house, you're paying for the wastewater going out. And the way they decide how much water is going out is based on how much you take in. If you say, oh, I'm collecting this water and reusing it, there's no way for you to, you know, calculate how much water you're reusing. It's going to be interesting. But again, I see the technology changing constantly, and I'm really excited about it. I could see a time where, yeah, we'll have a gray water system in a home. Or they'll figure out cross-contamination. That's going to be the other big one. Because you're going to have to isolate the toilet. The toilet's only going to have one water line going to it, and you're going to have to make sure it's in no way, shape, or form connected to the rest of your system, because then you've got cross-contamination. Now, someone else wrote to me and said, Richard, I understand that there is a way for your irrigation system for you to have a second meter for your irrigation system so that you're not paying that sewer bill I was just talking about. Yes, there is. He asked me how much it costs. I don't know. But if you are one of those people that you have to irrigate your lawn, which I'm against, by the way. I know, people are laughing. What do you mean you're against it? Vanity. Is it cut? Yeah, good. If I had my way, I would plant a garden in my front yard. I think a lawn is a waste of time. By the way, Jordan, I got tomatoes. They came in on my tomato plant.
Some maters?
I got maters.
Yeah.
I've also now got squirrels.
Oh, so, yeah. So, it's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, it really.
Package deal.
Yeah, it's kind of like one for them, one for me. One for them, one for me. It's.
Then you got to look out for
birds.
Yeah, birds and snakes and.
I don't have a problem with snakes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
What I'd like to get is dragonflies.
Mm-hmm.
I want to figure out a way to have dragonflies in the backyard so they'll eat the mosquitoes.
Yeah, that would be nice.
We have them so bad. It's amazing. But if you want, if you are one of those people that you decided, I want to have an irrigation system, my yard is my hobby, I want it to be pretty, fine by me. It's your money. What you can do, though, is you can contact your locality, wherever you are, in Rico County, whatever, and ask them to put in a secondary meter. That is going to then feed into a backflow preventer. That's that big brass thing that you see sitting in people's yards that have irrigation systems. The point of that is this. Backflow preventers were designed so that on the weird case that you put insecticide out on your lawn, and something happens to the water supply of your neighborhood. Therefore, all of this goes into this thought. Okay, so bear with me. So something happens to the water supply to your neighborhood, therefore draining backwards, which in turn causes a vacuum, which then draws the puddle of water that's in your yard that has the insecticide or fertilizer or whatever it is that you sprayed in there, pulling that back into the water system. That's called backflow. Sucking it out. That's a lot of steps for something like that to happen, but understand the way most codes are written is because something like that happened. If you do decide you want to put in a secondary meter, you contact your county. They'll put in the meter and mark it as water for your lawn. That way you're only paying that water bill. You're not paying the waste bill. And then you're going to have to pay a plumber to come in, put in the backflow preventer. And then you got to pay somebody else to come in and put in all the sprinklers. If that's what you want, go for it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to pave over my front yard, but I'd be happy just to put in some raised beds and say, there you go. That's better than grass. Grass doesn't do anything. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. WRBA 345-1140 is the phone number. Jeff in Midlothian.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
I got a statement about the second meter.
Okay.
The second meter is well worth it if, because you're talking about just irrigation.
I am.
But you can get fold-up bibs in your irrigation system to connect your hoses to.
Sure.
So when you're power washing your house, filling your swimming pool, that all comes off the no sewage.
Interesting.
You're not paying for sewage.
Didn't occur to me.
They fold up out of the ground. You connect your hose to it, power wash your house, you know, do your driveway, wash your car. That's all you're talking. I think water is 33% and sewage is 66%.
I wouldn't be surprised. And it amazes.
That's what it is in Chesterfield anyway, but it's everything will pay for itself after 2 years.
It amazes me how much my water bill went up when I started living with a girl.
A lot of flushing.
No, it's a lot of showers, okay? She's got hair. She doesn't even have hair. She has a mane. And I'm like, I can wash my hair in like 30 seconds, like scrub, scrub. Okay, it's done. And I'm like, how long is she going to be in there? I didn't even think about the hydrants. That's a good idea. I appreciate that, Jeff.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Later.
Enjoy your show.
I appreciate
it. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Because I live with a girl. No, that's okay. 345-1140. If you want to get through, because there's not much time left, let me see if I can't knock out some of these things that people asked me over the Facebook. Do you want to talk about Florida man claims he only drank at stoplights, not while driving? Did that story probably a year ago. It's been a while, but I know I remember doing that one. So, no, we won't do that. Let me see. Best place to set up cameras to go unnoticed for home security. Why? Why would you? What's wrong with them being noticed? I mean, personally, like one, I am going to get that doorbell camera. That's going to happen. And I'm going to have it hooked up to the television and to my phone. I remember back in Manhattan, they had security cameras that were tied into everybody's television. So if somebody buzzed your door, it was nothing for someone to come up to, you know, the doors of an apartment building. And they'll just hit buttons until somebody lets them in. Doesn't even say, hey, who is this? They just let them in. That's how you ended up with 700 menus underneath your door. One building I worked on, someone buzzed your door. You could hit a button on your television. Oh, it's Jimmy. And you'd let him in. I want it for my TV and for my phone. But I want people to know they're on camera. Smile. I see you. That works for me. But there are ways to hide them. They make light fixtures now that have cameras in them. That's one of the bigger ones, I've said, the doorbell. You can find someplace to get the right ones. Call Wired. Call my friends over at Wired. Security systems, that's their jam. I'm putting one in for the wife because, you know, chances are I might be doing some traveling soon. I'll always be here for you. Don't worry about it. But I'd rather have a system. Let me see. What's next? Gutters, landscape, lighting systems, best gravel for a driveway. For lighting, I like what now exists for solar lighting. When those things first came out, they were dreadful. I mean, it was absolutely awful what passed for, you know, paving lighting and outdoor lighting, landscape lighting. Now they have solar lighting. The LED technology has caught up with it tremendously. I really, really do like it. So I would go that for my exterior lighting. As far as best gravel for a driveway, I tend to do what my father taught me. For a driveway, I'm going to start with a base of what's called crush and run. And what that is granite and granite dust. And that's going to be the base for my driveway. If I'm going to lay one, the nice thing about crush and run is after it gets wet and you drive over it a couple of times, it turns into this nice kind of concrete-esque thing. Then over top of that, you can put whatever you want. I tend to stay away from the pea gravel because it just kind of goes everywhere. You know, something that looks nice. Again, you're asking me form over function. I'm not that kind of guy. Crush and run, though. That's what's going to be my base. Let me see. Earthquake proofing. Why? You can't do it. There's nothing to earthquake proof. Yeah. Right now someone's going, oh, but we had an earthquake here, Richard. What really happened? You had a couple cracked walls. There was some damage to chimneys, but there's not a thing you can do about that. If we have an earthquake, your chimney could get damaged on the inside. When that earthquake occurred, a buddy of mine that ran a local chimney company explained to me that chimneys bounced up and down and they flexed in the middle. And what it did was there was quite a bit of damage to the internal lining of chimneys. It broke the terracotta linings. So that was a problem for quite some time. There was a lot of people that had to get their chimney relined. Hopefully your insurance company will cover stuff like that. But I mean, do we even have, is anything we do around here covered by, you know, for earthquakes? No, I've got to go talk to my insurance guy. Darn it. That's more work that I've got to do. Let me see here. Richard, what do you think of the fact that it's 90 degrees in Anchorage? Awesome. I'll never live in Alaska. Ever. No. I like warm weather. And I like sunlight. Not living in Alaska. And I don't know what's causing it, and I'm not going to go into it. So that is where I am going with that. Let me see. Richard, what do you think of crawl space vent fans with moisture auto switch? I think they're pretty cool if they actually work. I would be very concerned about a couple of things. One, what is the humidity level that you're going to set it on? I've been told 50%. I'm going to go a little less. I'll say 45, my own personal. But you want to make sure that they're actually running. I've seen plenty of people that have those things up underneath their house, and they're not doing anything. I'd also make sure that whatever power source you're using is GFCI protected, just because of the level of moisture that's underneath there, because you don't want any shorts. Let me see. And I think that is just pretty much it. I think we covered. Oh, dealing with storm damage from Donald Price. Call your insurance company. But remember, if you do suffer any type of storm damage around here, you get to pick who does the work. That's why I do commercials for people like Kirk Akey. You got me? Let them deal with it. I don't want to deal with my insurance company. And when they say, you're going to deal with our guy. You know what, Scooter? No, I'm really not. I'm not using your guy. I'm going to use my guy because that's my choice. All right, everybody. I hope everybody has a very safe weekend. Remember, there's going to be a lot of people out on the road, including yours truly. Keep an eye open for motorcycles. Drive safe. Do not drink and drive. I know you're still celebrating Independence Day, but let's be smart about it. Do you mind, please? Just a little bit. That's all I'm asking there. Remind you also, go to WRVA.com. Download podcasts of the show if you missed any part of it. I'm here every single Saturday from 6 until 8 and 10 until noon. And I will be, nobody's paying me for this, but I wanted to let people know because I wanted to be a good turnout. Tomorrow morning, I'm getting up early, and I am going to be at 10 a.m. At Rosie Conley's in Shaco Bottom. That is the Liverpool pub. I'm going to be watching the women win the World Cup because the Netherlands don't stand a chance. They don't stand a chance, right? The Netherlands don't have a chance in hell.
No, there's that quote. I'm always reminded of that quote from Austin Powers and Goldmember.
What's that?
He's like, there's two people in this world that I hate. People who are intolerant of other people's culture and the Dutch.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. That is another home show in the can burned to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. Mr. Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. For everybody out there, please be safe out there on what is left of our Independence weekend. I'll be back here next Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon on the home show, News Radio WRVA.
Paya! I feel wonderful! A paya!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.